Welcome back to the 5x5. I'm your host, David, and this is The Daily 10, a new show that I thought I'd start. Something fun, something to do daily, something to be short, quick, kind of funny. You can listen to on the fly or you can listen to later. As always, you can reach us on iTunes, the 5x5, or listen to our podcast on Recycled Blog Talk, that blogspot.com, or give us a hit up on Twitter at the 5x5. So today's Daily 10 is 10 things you never say to a black person. The first thing, which I think is completely hilarious because it's so true, this is would be specific to black women, is that your real hair? You can't say that to a black woman. I know Wendy Williams and a lot of black women today, they embrace their wigs. But don't come up asking a black chick, is that your real hair? Because you might get stabbed with a piece of a weave or something, and you don't want the ramifications for asking her that question. Never, never, ever say you people. I don't know how many times people, and I won't say white people, but I don't know how many times people have gotten in trouble by referring to you people, even recently, or just, you know, making black people seem like something other than regular people. I remember when Ross Perot, when he was running for the presidency, I don't know what year that was, and I think he was in Texas, and he referred to black people as you people, and we weren't having that. And just like this juror during the George Zimmerman trial, she kept referring to as that's how they live, like we're different from everybody else. We're not, and we don't like to be thought of that way. Another thing you cannot, I mean, absolutely not say, because it's just offensive. And I've been a victim of this as well. I've been told, well, you're so articulate. And then I'm waiting for, as opposed to, what am I supposed to use? Broken English? I'm supposed to use jive talk when I'm talking to you and pop my lips and roll my eyes. That's not cute. And don't expect me to act that way because I don't carry myself that way. one that, it's like a running joke, and black people will joke with this, but we will give you the side eye if you say to us, do you eat a lot of, and you can fill in the blank. And, you know, I've had people say, do you eat a lot of chicken? No, I don't eat a lot of chicken. Or they'll say, do you eat a lot of watermelon? I don't like any kind of melon. Or it's like, oh, do you like red Kool-Aid? And sometimes we get caught up in that. No, don't serve me. I don't drink Kool-Aid at all. Don't give me that. Not that I don't like it, because I'm sure I've had plenty of Kool-Aid in my lifetime. It's just not something that I'm drinking today. And don't ask me. And this is what I get a lot. This is a lot of times I get this one from previous jobs I've had, or people trying to understand the black situation. Why are you so angry? Okay, give me a marker, a brown one. Let me color your face in, and then I want you to walk around for 48 hours and tell me you're not going to be mad, because something's going to happen to you in 48 hours because you got a black face on. You know, so those are the first five. We'll be right back with the second five.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, oh, I hope she cheat on you with a the basketball player. Hope that she Kim Kardashian the way up. Don't know the difference between a touchdown and a layup. Got you on Viagra in order for you to stay up. I may sound bitter, I'm a little bitter, just a little bitter, because you were with her. I'm Salt Lake City, now I'm up on another picture. Remember how it was when I was with you. Baby, sex so good. Do you remember?
That was the lovely Miss Marsha Ambrosius from the group Floetry, who's doing her single thing now. I absolutely love that album, Late Nights and Early Mornings. You can pick up that album on iTunes. Like I said, I love her. It's unfortunate between what happened between her and the other girl in Floetry. I forget her name, because I love that group, but I didn't know that Marsha was such an amazing artist. But guys, check her out. That's an old album, but I still enjoy it, and that's one of my favorite songs. I Hope She Cheats on You with the Basketball Player. Also, I need to add that the 5x5 doesn't own any music that we play on the show. We're not trying to infringe on any copyright from any of the artists. We're just trying to showcase some of the music that we love. And also, our introduction today was brought to you from the Crazy Sexy Cool album by TLC, Creep. So, today's Daily 10 was 10 things you never ask a black person or even say to a black person. I gave you the first 5 before the break, and we're at number 6, and that would be when someone that is, most of the time they would be white, but I would say non-black, will say to you, but no, you know what? Black people say this a lot. Let me take that back. I'm so sorry. We say this a lot too, which is wrong all the way. But so black people don't say this to black people. Why are you acting so white? I didn't know there's a way to act white and way to act black. I've gotten this a lot in my life. I don't particularly appreciate it. It is offensive because I'm just acting like myself. So if you see somebody who you think is not being the stereotypical black person, leave them alone. They're just doing them. Next. the 7-1, when I was a manager at a mall, before I had a lady call in to speak to me over the phone. And she had a problem that I had to take care of. And I was the manager. And I said, well, you know, my name is David. When you come in, just ask for me and I'll take care of you. And she said, okay. And so later on that day, I have somebody say, hey, David, Mrs. So-and-so is here. Can you... she needs to speak to you. I'm like, oh, I know who this is. Okay, I'll take care of it. So, you know, I addressed them and I said, my name is David. I'm the manager. And she's like, I was talking to David, the other manager. And I'm looking at this lady and everything on her face said this. You don't sound black over the phone. I know black people all over have heard this. I get that all the time. Not that I'm not trying to sound black, and you know, people equate sometimes sounding ignorant as sounding non-white, but I just like to, and sometimes I can get old with it on my show, online on the phone with my friends, but when I'm in a professional setting, I want to use correct English so I can communicate effectively so people can understand where I'm coming from and for people so they can take me seriously, because the way we're looked at in society or that type of dialect is looked at, you know, you're not going to be taken seriously and they're not going to respect you. So don't say you don't sound black over the phone or even imply that you don't sound black, because again, it's offensive. number 8, and I've had this before as well, not as much in recent years. When I was younger, I've heard it before, but I've heard people say, well, I don't think of you as black. Well, since I'm about as black as an ace of spades, you can't think of me but nothing but black. Let us get pulled over by the police and you're with me. My black ass will be thrown up on the police car and then you'll know I'm black. So that's offensive. I think it's a little ridiculous, actually. Just recently, I got this from an employer. Like, if you listened to the show the other day or listened to the Blog Talk Radio show, you guys know I'm starting pre-nursing school here in the fall. And I was letting my supervisor know that I was not going to be able to make a meeting because I had some school things I had to take care of from a mandatory standpoint on the day that we had our meeting. And she's like, you're going where? Well, you're in what? You're in nursing school? And I'm like, you don't even have a degree. You know, at least I have some education. I'm just getting more education. Why are you even talking to me like that? And she's like, oh, okay. Then she snapped out of it. But I'm like, lady, please. So don't question somebody's credentials, but just because you think that they might not have them or that you think that they shouldn't be able to get them, don't question their credentials. That ain't cute. And number 10, the N-word. It's one of those things, and I will admit, I've tried hard. It's become such a part of our culture. And let me clarify what I'm saying. The way we communicate with each other, it doesn't make it right. So I'm not saying that But it's, I don't know. A lot of people say, well, if they can say it, why can't I say it? You just can't. I'm sorry. You can't say the word. If you're non-black, you cannot use the N-word. Just recently, and through this, you know, it's been thrown in the spotlight once again, between the George Zimmerman trial and Rachel Gentile going on Piers Morgan, trying to give the use. There's no justification, and that's what I'm not doing. There's no justification for using with the A or using with the ER. Either way, there's no justification. And I've been trying to take it out of my vocabulary because I have said it with an A. Not that it makes a difference, because it doesn't. But there's so much pain associated with that word when it comes from a non-black person that there's no equivalent. That's like, remember back in the day when if you was playing the dozens and you were cutting down each other, but the whole tone changed once someone threw a mama joke out there. You know, there's somebody that I see it on TV that said there are only two words on this planet that can possibly get you killed. One is the N-word, and the second one is bitch. You call the right female a bitch, you might be missing the eyeball. Seriously. And that's the same with the N-word. I think we need to respect where the use within the community. Not that it makes it right, but you don't know the pain that word evokes for some people. Like I said, I hate it. I hate hearing it in rap songs, and I never use it in mixed company. You will never hear me say, if I say it, the N-word. And I know I have a really good friend who really is good about not using the word, and she will say N-word not to refer to different people, or if somebody she's sharing a story with somebody says, she will say the N-word, and she doesn't listen to that music that uses the N-word, or a bitch for that matter. But that's, you just can't use it. I'm not trying to justify the use within the community, but outside the black community, you really can't use it. It's offensive. And Rush Limbaugh, here recently, he was trying to use the argument that we black people use. Rush, it really doesn't work for you, and that's why all your radio station, whatever, dropped you, and we don't have to listen to your racist, crazy, anti-president rants anymore. Anyhow, thank you guys for listening to the 5x5. This was the Daily 10, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.